Okay, Councillor Conti, can you explain why you made the decision not to seek re-election next year?
I've been on the council for quite a number of years, possibly longer than I anticipated. So, I'm in my sixth term, which ends at the end of next year. It'll be 24 years. So it's just time to step down. There's a lot, I think, I've accomplished over the years. There's some things I want to get done before my term is out. But it was just time. And, it's an appropriate time to make that announcement.
What do you think some of your top accomplishments over your time on the council are?
That's always a hard question to answer because so many things have happened over, a period of time. I think working to make the council a stronger legislative body, stronger in terms of oversight of the executive branch and independent, I think that's one thing that I've, been able to do. One of the more significant projects was the Park South plan, which was a multi-year task that really helped turn around that neighborhood. Still working on that, getting permit parking established in the downtown areas. That was a big achievement. Generally working on neighborhood quality of life issues and issues related to human rights and, equality and being able to also, in some respect, be a voice for the LGBTQ community in city government.
You said that you have some things left on your list to do in the next year. What are they?
We have some more work in terms of fine-tuning the permit parking system. I want to get a major ethics reform bill passed, which I've been wanting to do for a while, and looking at some possibilities, some charter reform amendments still looking at. But so those are things. And there's a lot, we're moving into a period, so we're dealing with the budget now. That's always been a challenging area, finances. And with the COVID pandemic and moving forward, that's going to be another challenge in terms of how we deal with that through this year and next year and how the next council is going to deal with that as well.
How has the city changed in the time you've spent in public office here?
There's more activity, more vibrancy. It's hard to really pinpoint one thing. We see with the adoption of the new zoning ordinance, we've seen a lot of new development happening, especially downtown, and that's positive. That brings new people into the city. We've seen a lot of new businesses sprout out. There's more diversity in the city than there was when I first, ran for election. The council is much more diverse and more independent than when I first ran. So you've seen a lot of that happen. And you've seen, just the culture and the life within, urban life within the city of Albany. And, it's just, I think, blossomed in a lot of ways that it makes it a very attractive area for people to want to live in this area.
It's certainly seen its challenges, especially this year with, as you mentioned, the revenue sharply down. There's been a spike mm-hmm. in gun violence. As you look to the future, what concerns do you have about the future of Albany?
I think we have to deal with issues in terms of, equity, how we treat our neighborhoods and that we are treating them all equally and with level of equity that we invest with. Makes the investments that we need to make, that we provide opportunity for people who live here, both in terms of employment, involvement, city government, and making sure that, development is offers opportunities for all and not just for a few. Always been an area as the state capital where we draw a lot of people from outside the area who come here for various reasons. I'm not originally an Albanian. I came up from New York. And so it's important that we also recognize people who've been here and, work to make sure that this works for them as well. So those are some of the challenges. City finances are always going to be a challenge. I think we're moving in the right direction, but that's still an area to work on as well.
What will you do with this new extra time? Being a counselor, obviously, there's a lot of meetings, constituent things to do, and then full Common Council caucuses and so on. You spend a lot of time at City Hall, at least before the pandemic. So what will you do without that time commitment?
Yeah, you know, people always ask that question. Of course, I retired from my full-time job at the end of 2016. You know, I've been retired from state government since that period. But hopefully I'll still be involved in my neighborhood and maybe somewhat involved in the city in some other way. I'm not walking away from anything. But there are other activities, in terms of personal life that, you know, you make a sacrifice when you get in public service. And so it's kind of reclaiming some of that time. That I have not been able to focus on as far as personal life. And so that's probably, you know, not being specific exactly what I'm doing, but I have plenty of opportunity to be involved in other things and to be occupied, should we say.
Do you want to run for a different city office, or are you done?
You know, we'll see what happens. I've been content to serve on the council for 6 terms and to try to focus and do my best there to try to influence city government and work on the issues that I care about. In the past, I've been approached about running for various, you know, citywide or a state office or a county office or whatever, but I've always been focused on city government and where can I do the best in terms of making a contribution. So I don't have any plans to run for any other office at this point.
You came on during the Jennings years in Albany. Now we're in Mayor Sheehan's second term. How do you think she's done running the city as mayor?
It's been a challenge. And, you know, I think she's tried to address some of the structural issues, especially the financial issues that we need to deal with. And she's made progress in that direction. She's, you know, guided some of the development that's happened in terms of economic development and, new housing and things of that nature. I think she's moving in the right direction. And I don't have any complaints really right now.
Last thing, for people who find their local government kind of nebulous, what does a counselor actually do on a day-to-day basis? Can you sort of describe the role of representing a ward in city government for people who might not be that familiar with it?
Yeah, it's different for every member because every member might approach the job differently, and every member might have a constituency that has different expectations and demands. I've always felt that those of us who represent downtown areas have more demands on us because we have more challenges and issues to deal with. Than you might have in certain other areas. So it is, on the one hand, the part that people don't really see all the time is the meetings that you go to, not just going to meetings, but participating and being involved and having a voice that influences the outcome. Because a lot of what happens on the council happens in committees, where you really have free-flowing discussion on issues that then form the basis of what the council might actually enact when they meet on a regular basis. So part of it very clearly is what you're doing in city government. The other part is, you know, keeping in touch with your constituents in your neighborhoods. I have 4 neighborhood associations that are active neighborhood associations, and I try to keep in touch and interact with those neighborhood associations as a way of learning what concerns are and also communicating back in terms of what I'm doing or what the council is doing or what the city is doing. I'm involved with the Lark Street Business Improvement District, so that's another area where I have a lot of involvement. And then there's always dealing with the individual constituent issues that come up from time to time, calls you get about, you know, constituents that might have a particular problem dealing with this department or that department, or might need guidance how to deal with a certain issue, or who are just have complaints or concerns about the quality of life or issues in their neighborhood and things like that. So it's you know, and then there's also the role of communicating back to your constituents what you're doing on a regular basis. So I have what I call an electronic newsletter, the Six Ward E-News, which I pioneered way back, which is more common. A lot of members do that now nowadays, but it's a newsletter that I send out on a fairly frequent basis. That is a roundup of council and neighborhood issues and what's going on and the way to communicate to my constituents what's happening and sometimes get their input back. And that newsletter, I estimate, hits about 1,000 or so email boxes every time I send it out. And that takes time to put that together as a communication tool. So there's the whole range of issues that you're dealing with. And, you know, aside from that, you're spending time researching issues, reading up on new developments, going to workshops. The America Mayor's Association, I mean, municipal officials, they'll hold regular workshops on, current operations, best practices in the city government, municipal government. That's another area where you keep up on what's going on in terms of municipal law. So it's a real big range of things that keep you occupied that you need to do. Kind of part of the job if you want to really effectively represent your constituents.
Is there anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to add?
I think one of the challenges right now is with the pandemic and all these now virtual meetings. We kind of miss the in-person interaction, which, I'm just concerned that before my term ends, I will never get back to where we were at one point. So I'm hoping before my term ends, there's kind of a return to normalcy. And we can get back to real meetings instead of virtual stuff. And the reason why I announce now also is because I want to make sure that anyone who might be interested has an opportunity to really, consider their interest and whether or not they want to seek office and whether or not they have the ability to put together a campaign. And that's another reason why I made the announcement now rather than waiting to a point closer to when petitions might start next year.
Well, that's the Honorable Richard Conte, Albany Common Councilor from the 6th Ward, who said he will not seek re-election this time next year. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. Take care.